Boss Man Show. We're going to talk to my buddy up in Clarksville, Tennessee, coaching the Austin State Governors up there at the Dunn Center, man. My man, Matt Figger. Coach, how's summertime treating so far, Coach? You having a good summer so far?
Yeah, everything's been good, JR. College basketball's become a year-round thing, more so probably than any other sport in America, because we're about 47 out of 52 weeks you're doing something. And now with the way the NCAA has changed the dynamics of recruiting, the recruiting never stops. It seems like there's a whole new big group because of the transfer rules. There's a whole new recruiting segment in this thing, and now it's kind of opened up sort of like free agency in other professional sports.
You got there right, Coach, and I know you had you're losing Delonte and Rick kind of hard on you and recruiting wise. I know they had some things already in there for you guys. So hiring on two new coaches as well in recruiting, how did that transition go for you guys this offseason?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I hired Nikita Johnson, who I've had a 27-plus year relationship with. He is brings a lot of experience from a ton of different levels. He coached at the same junior college I did in Texas back in the early 90s. You know, he's had stops at Murray State, Louisiana Tech, University of New Orleans. Was he a part of LSU's Final Four team in 2007? So, adding an experienced guy who's been able to win and coach at different levels, and bringing the experience that he brings and the recruiting ties he brings, he solidifies my staff with that type of experience. And then I went out and I hired a young. I don't want to use the word players coach, but this guy played professional basketball. He was a starter at Texas Tech back in the heyday for Coach Knight towards the end of his career. Played on the Sweet 16 team, and then been a part of the national championship game as a staff member for Texas Tech, and has been very instrumental in developing a lot of the NBA players that Tech has had the last 2 years. So his name is Daryl Dora, and I wanted a guy who had played professional basketball, who has also been at the highest level, who's able to communicate with my players in this day and age. Someone who has walked in their shoes and been able to say, "Hey, I've been there," and I think he fills a great void for me, and I'm excited about our staff.
I hear that, Coach. And you've done well in your first years at Austin Peay, hitting the year three. So, Coach, I know you're happy about what this financially you've laid at Austin Peay. So what did you go into this season trying to figure out as you had staff turnover? How did you want to improve this team even further and improve the program even further based on the success you already had in years one and two there?
Well, we just wanted to continue to upgrade, our talent base. I can't ask any more than I've had out of the players that's been a part of my program for the past 2 years. But I give so much respect to Murray State and Belmont, and JR, you know this, you follow the OVC a little bit. There's not another league in the country, I think, outside of maybe the SEC that had two of the first 26 picks outside of Duke. Anybody that had two of the first 26 picks come from a league, and the Ohio Valley Conference had that. And, John Morant, second pick in the draft, and Dylan Windler, the 26th pick in the draft by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then not only that, we had five kids from this league to participate in the summer league. So that's a lot of talent coming out of a historically one-bid league. And then on top of that, Belmont and Murray both got bids to the NCAA tournament, and they won a game. So, we've been right there with those two schools, and we've not been able to get over the hump with them. But we're trying to close the gap to where, we lost at the buzzer against Murray this year. Blew a pretty good lead for Dylan Windler. went on his own 20-point run himself against us to lose a close game to Belmont. And so my whole thing is, I think we're finally getting to a point to where our talent from 1 through 13 is that of those guys. And you know, I'm biased in saying this, but, you know, I think I have the best returning player in the Ohio Valley Conference in Terry Taylor.
And I was going to ask you about Terry, because I feel like this is a key for Terry. I watched him play against Murray State that game with the Buzz. I was there for that game. He showed out. He was playing well as John Moran was playing that night as well, leading you guys, not letting you guys get down. No matter how many punches they threw at you, he was able to bring you guys right back and keep you in that game there. So how has Terry developed over this spring and summer as we head into the fall here, and to his game to be giving you that more, even being more dynamic for you guys offensively and defensively as well?
Yeah, you know, I was speaking to someone today who I did an interview with earlier, and, you know, he said the numbers that Terry put up throughout the season were, you know, player of the year numbers, and they were. And that goes to show you just how good our league was, is that he didn't win player of the year. He averaged 20.5 points a game and 9.5 rebounds a game on a team that won 22 games. So I think his just maturation, developing his ability to drive the ball. We got to get him to the free throw line more, and we got to pull him from the basket a little more than we have in the past. And you know, the one thing that is very unique about the kid is that he's not even 20 years old yet, he's a young junior, rising junior to be. So, you know, he's got a lot of basketball under him and having success. But he's got a lot of room to grow, and I think I've seen it in his work ethic. It's all clicking for him. You know, he understands that you know, Morant and Wendler had a chance to get drafted, and then other kid Nick Mayo was with the Miami Heat this summer, and Shaq Buchanan was with the Memphis Grizzlies, and if I'm not mistaken, Kevin McClain was with the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, Terry feels like he's in that same, you know, level of player with those guys, and I think he just has more confidence about himself, and he understands everything totally of our program. So I think we'll see a lot of strides, and I got to get him out on the perimeter a little more.
And coach, so who are some other guys this offseason that really showed you some improvement in their games that you look forward to integrating into the roster, giving them more playing time this year that we should look out for?
Well, you know, one of the guys that, you know, unfortunately had an injury last year and we redshirted him. We got a 6'8 kid named Eli Abayev, who went and participated in the Maccabi games here in the end of the summer in early August. And, you know, he had in the championship gold medal game against Russia represent the USA team in the Maccabi games. He had 22 points and 28 rebounds, which is astounding. And he's another high motor guy who, you know, we didn't have him all last year. So he was somebody that I was depending on to help us last year. So fortunately, we got him healthy and ready to go. I'm really excited about our incoming players. We got a kid, Jordan Adams, 6'4", 6'5", guard that, from Beaumont, Texas. That was a one-time University of Baylor commit that I think has got a chance to be really, really good. And then we added an all-league graduate transfer from Alabama State and Reginald G, who will bring some veteran leadership. And, you know, so you put two all-league guys together, even though Reginald wasn't, you know, on our team or in our league. You know, he was an all-league guy in the SWAC conference. So I think that translates well for our league. And I just think we've got more depth, more height, more athleticism. Now, we don't have the experience that we had as we had last year with some older guys. But I think from our talent standpoint, we're a lot better off from the talent, individual talent standpoint than we were my first year or my second year.
Coach, I think ever since you've been there, y'all get you a nice grad transfer guy that really helps you out each year, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That we've been very fortunate. Yes, it started with the kid I got from Grambling State 2 years ago, Avery Ugba, who is over signed to play in the Ukraine, who was an all-league guy for us. And last year we got a kid named Jabari McGee, who was a real spark for us off the bench, averaging about 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. And then we're able to strike gold again with Reginald G. And I think he's a big, strong, powerful 6'4.5" guard that has been Alabama State's leading scorer the last 2 years. So I think, you know, he can give us a lot of abilities in the backcourt that we've been missing.
And Coach, I've had a lot of different guys I'm having on this week, and I've talked to Lamont Paris earlier. He talked about how what you're building in Clarksville is one of a kind. David talked about what you're doing up there at Austin Peay. I think San Tennessee has a lot of great coaches. We can talk about Penny Collins as well. You got Casey now at Belmont, Jerry Stackhouse with Vanderbilt. Of course, Penny all the way down there in Memphis, Steve Forbes, Eastern Tennessee State University. And, of course, you got Rick Barnes in Knoxville. So how do you think about the San Tennessee and this, the quality of coaches and teams that we have in this whole state of this great basketball, even John Pelfrey at Tech as well?
Yeah, no question. We play in a league that's got, Belmont, which Casey Alexander, you know, he plays the NIT championship at Lipscomb, coming over to take over for a legendary coach who I feel like is one could coach at any level and be successful, Rick Byrd, who I have a ton of respect for. And, Penny's coming in and really trying to work really hard to get Tennessee State in a good spot. And Steve Forbes is proven that he's one of the best coaches in the mid-major levels. And, one of the best Division II coaches in the country, Lenny Acuff, is now the head coach at Lipscomb. So, the state of Tennessee with all the coaches and the division, I think there's 12 Division I programs in the state of Tennessee, which many people may not know that. And from East Tennessee to West Tennessee and every part in between, there's been some pretty good basketball at each school. I don't know if I know everybody loves football down the South, but, Tennessee has across from border to border has really good basketball that the fans can appreciate.
Yes, indeed. Now, that's what I try to tell people, like, down here in Georgia who just think Georgia's the thing. I'm like, hey, let's go State over Tennessee. Look at all them quality teams that State Tennessee. And that's been the OVC Conference as well. A lot of them in the OVC Conference, of course, as you and I both know. But a lot of quality coaching, a lot of quality basketball, a lot of quality talent. And also, Tennessee's a good transfer spot for guys, too, who want a second opportunity. Or they wouldn't work out. We can come to a school like Austin Peay or Tennessee Tech or MTSU, even UT Martin, wherever, and play ball and still have a successful career, get a good education, and playing at a high-level basketball well for a great coach.
No, I think you're right. I think I think the state of Tennessee and all those programs have put a lot of emphasis on their basketball. I think since Steve Forbes got to ETSU, he's produced 20 win seasons every year that he's been there through 4 or 5 seasons. And then, Coach Barnes has elevated Tennessee to a nationally number one ranking. And then, everybody's crazy about what Penny's done at Memphis. He's got the number one recruiting class in the country. And then, Nick McDivitt's going to get Middle Tennessee going back again. And then, people forget that John Pelfrey, I actually worked for John Pelfrey at South Alabama, and we won back-to-back Sun Belt Conference championships there. And then John was at the head coach at Arkansas. So there's quality coaches and Anthony Stewart at UT Martin doesn't get a lot of recognition, but he does a really good job with the way they play and the talent he brings in. And it's good basketball, man. You're not going to find a better state for basketball than the state of Tennessee.
You got that right, Coach. For you, in Clarksville, it's a growing city, a military town, great location. You can kind of go north or south where Clarksville located. So you can get guys all over the country. And Austin Peay's come on national brand because of Coach Lou's, of course, and what you're doing now. Austin Peay's a known entity now, which I know helps you in recruiting as well when you're trying to get guys, because you've shown in your first years there that you guys win and win big.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I think the exposure that our league is getting is better. You know, we had an opportunity to showcase our team on you know, one of the bigger ESPN networks with our Murray game on Valentine's Day that drew a huge number of people watching our game. And so, and not only that, you know, I think, you know, what Belmont did in the tournament, what Murray State did in the tournament, I think that draws a lot of attention to our league, and it also motivates the Austin Peays, the Tennessee Martins, the Tennessee States, the Belmonts, the, you know, Tennessee Techs. It we have to raise our level of play, and so the recruiting's gotten better. The, you know, the competition for players and things like that, it's just increased, and it's done. And now our league is at a spot that I think we're in a pretty good place. And if you talk to any of the coaches over, you know, I know Chattanooga and ETSU play in the SoCon. The SoCon's a bear as well with ETSU and Furman and Wofford and UNC Greensboro and Sanford and Chattanooga. I mean, that league's good too. So two of the most under the radar leagues are played, you know, predominantly in this area, and people want to watch good basketball. They can get out and watch it.
You got there right, Coach. And last one I got for you, this, Coach. I kind of mentioned a little bit. You were working South Alabama, the Coach. Me and my girlfriend are going down to Mobile. She was going to the Pensacola Beach. So I wanted to ask you, oh, I forgot you here. What are some things I should show her while I'm in Mobile at Pensacola Beach and while I'm down there over Labor Day weekend down there?
Well, you know, when you go, you're going to see some of the most beautiful white sanded beaches in the world. I mean, you know, people can talk about you know, going out of this country or out of there, whatever. Man, you're going to one of the nicest places in the United States or in the world just to have beautiful white sand and blue-green water. And they've got great restaurants, fresh seafood, you know, nightlife. It's all good. If you get a chance, you gotta check out the Pensacola Wahoos. They've got a really good Double-A baseball team down there as well. So it's a really nice town, and you know, so is Mobile. You got Dolphin Street in Mobile that never closes. It's home of the original first Mardi Gras. A lot of things to do down there, man. You can go from Biloxi, Mississippi to, you know, down over to Pensacola and find plenty to do.
Well, Coach, we're going down there Friday, August 30th. We'll be there until September 3rd. So I told her we'll go down there. You know, as you know, Coach, I'm between Clarksville and Atlanta all the time. You know, that's pretty much my life. I'm 24. Clarksville to Atlanta. Coming to make sure I keep her happy, you know. So we go. She said, I want to go to Pensacola Beach. I said, fine, we'll do it. I knew you were Coach. So I can ask Coach Matt about this. He'll give me some ideas what to do down there, you know.
So it's all good. I tell you this, if when you go to Pensacola, you have to go to McGuire's Irish Pub.
I'll do that.
McGuire's Irish Pub. It's a unique place, close to the water in downtown Pensacola. Great food. I think they have over $10 million in $1 bills hanging from the ceiling.
Wow. It's going to be interesting.
Something in that ballpark. Don't quote me on that, but it's there's the whole ceiling is covered in money.
Well, I'll see some pictures while I'm down there, Coach. I'm looking forward to this trip, man. Because I told you out there, I'm getting ready for the Hawks season and getting ready for that September 23rd is media day. So I have pretty much have a month left to just enjoy the summertime and be free before it all gets real again.
Well, maybe you can figure out a way to draw up a play so our boy Trey can get a shot up.
Hey, I think I can, Coach. I have some ideas, man. I have some ideas for him.
It's just called do him.
Yes, indeed.
Do him.
You got there right. I'm happy Vince Carter's back for one more year. Happy about that. Happy Damian Jones would be our backup since the center, so he needs an opportunity. Happy he's with us as well.
Well, you know, Damian Jones was at Vanderbilt was a nightmare. When very he played at Vandy, he was a problem.
Yeah, hopefully, because our center is Alex Lynn, who the Lions know him very well from Maryland, but he's our starting center. Damian should play as the backup center. So Vince Carter's in the mix. We got Chandler Parsons as well, Alan Crabb. We have a good little roster, Evan Turner. But main thing, we need to get Trey, John Collins, Mr. Cam Reddish going, Herter going. We got to get our man off the bench going, DeAndre Bembry, to defend like crazy. But I think Coach will be a 30-win team, a very exciting, a league pass specialty this year. For anybody who wants to watch us, we'll be very exciting. Won't win much, but we're very excited for sure.
I think there's a young talent there to grow the situation, and I think you'll be surprised that you guys are going to grow faster than you may think.
I hope so, because I'm looking forward to us selling out again, Coach, and having the arena sold out. Because I'm telling you, I feel like we're a year away. I think so, but I'm just so excited about what the young talent we have. Also, Hunter as well, getting him in the draft as well. I feel like this team is going to be something to deal with. Like, it reminds me of a young OKC coach with Westbrook, Durant, all those guys, when they had them on that same umbrella, all of them, that was really young. I feel like we can do that same thing in a year or so with Trey in year three, John Collins in year four, Rush in year two. So I feel like we got something brewing here, real, real special, Coach. I really do.
Well, you know, you also have a Clarksville guy on your team down there too, and Alex Poitras.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Alex. We sure do.
And if, you know, you get Jabari Parker and Alex Lynn, those guys were all high draft picks back when, and Evan Turner was number one pick overall. So there's some abilities there.
And we have a training camp invite for the OVC too, Coach. Chargier Bacall is going to be an invite for a training camp, I'm hearing. It should be confirmed soon, but that's what I'm hearing. So that OVC guy might make our roster is Chargier Bacall as well.
Well, I don't know much about him, but I do know that, you know, you've got I love DeAndre Hunter. I think he can be a special, at worst, a Michael Kidd-Gilchrist type guy. That's my opinion. But, you know, him and Cam Reddish, I think he's very talented. You know, John Collins has proven himself already. I think there's a lot to embrace with your team. Just be a little patient.
You got there right, Coach. Coach, if you come down to a game, love to have you, man. Are you and the staff down for a game? If it works for schedule wise for you guys, love to have you down. Be my guest for the night and get to enjoy some Hawks basketball at our new arena, State Farm Arena, and enjoy all the top golf we have and the courtside clubs, everything we got there now.
Well, I may have to take you up on that, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach. Hey, Coach, you're the best. Thank you for your time. As always, Coach Figure. I was a little talking to you. Now, I'll see you real soon, man. I'm in town. I'm going to call you when I'm in town, man. You know, I'm up there pretty often, but I got to catch up with you again in the office here real soon as well, Coach.
All right. Hit me up, man, anytime.
Will do, Coach.
All right, brother.
All right, it's Matt Figure on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to do two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Folks, back in the Boss Man Show, we're going to go up I-24, I-75, a little bit in Murfreesboro. Talk to our man, Rick Stock, still Coach Stock. How things up there in Murfreesboro, man?
I'm good, my man. I appreciate you having me on. We're in the middle of camp, like everybody else, but things are going good, my man.
Coach, year 14 for you heading this program up. What does that mean when you hear that number and how longevity you had at MTSU, man?
I'm getting old.
You're a great coach too, though.
No, I appreciate it. No, I've been very fortunate. you know, in my whole career, my whole entire in this profession, it's, you know it as well as anybody. I mean, this is a tough profession, and to be able to say, be here 14 years, you know, it's, you know, a lot of the credit goes to our players and our coaches, our administration, everybody involved in it. But, you know, I'm very honored to be the head coach. I'm proud to be the head coach, and, you know, very humbled by it also.
Coach, it's funny. I was in Nashville, Tennessee State University when you was got the job there. I was a sophomore at TSU. You got the job in middle. I'm like, so that's how long I know you've been there. For all them years, I got my both my degrees. Moved to Atlanta, got in the radio. So, I mean, your career spanned my whole adulthood, Coach.
Now we play Tennessee State this year.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that you guys played. I know that's should be an old overseas rivalry, but yeah. When y'all move conferences, y'all don't play anymore. But playing Coach Reed and his team coming down into the borough, that's very exciting for you guys and them as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a good challenge for us. You know, Coach Reed, Rod's done just a fabulous job over there. And, you know, they're in the hunt, the mix for the OVC, you know, every year, you know, for the championship, the title there. And, you know, he's got a good team coming back, and they're very well coached. I have a lot of respect for Rod and his program, his players, and, you know, everything he's done there at Tennessee State.
And Coach, last year had an 8-win season, made it to the New Orleans Bowl. So this offseason, when you did your self-scout, self-evaluation, Coach, what did you guys prioritize this year to say we need to get better at this over the spring and the fall going heading into the camp here?
Well, I think probably, you know, one area that you look at was offensively was our running game. We weren't able to run the ball as efficiently as we'd have liked to. And part of it was due, you know, to the injuries that we had in the backfield, you know, with some of our players there. That had a, you know, a little bit to do with it. And then you know, we suffered a couple injuries up front in the offensive line. So not making excuses for that, but I think, you know, we need to run the ball better this year than we did last year, and especially, you know, having to break in a new quarterback. If we can run the ball a little bit more efficiently and effectively, that'll take a little bit of pressure off him. You know, and then defensively, I thought we did a really nice job, made a big improvement from the 2017, from creating turnovers, takeaways. You know, we more than doubled it. We had 11 in 17, and we had 24 last year. So did a really nice job there. Probably an area that we need to improve on would be, you know, red zone defense. I'd like to see us get a little bit better there than what we were last year.
And, Coach, who are some guys in the workouts over the spring and summer who really is showing you something different, that our games went up a different level, that you want to highlight for our listeners here who may not realize about, know about the team the way I know about your team? But who are some guys who really showed out in the workout that you really have grown, got bigger, stronger, faster over the summer here?
Yeah, JR, there's a couple guys, you know, that, you know, we basically are replacing four of our five starters in the offensive line. And, you know, those guys haven't played, you know, but, you know, they were redshirted last year or, you know, played four games and redshirted. But I really like where we're at from an offensive line standpoint. You know, Will Gilchrist, Marcus Greer, Matt Martin, you know, some guys there that have really done well. And then Jimmy Marshall, a receiver from down there in South Georgia, you know, has really, you know, gotten in the best shape of his life. He had a good spring. He had a great summer, and he's having a great camp so far, you know, right now. And then, you know, we got some defensive guys, you know, in the same boat that have really done a nice job, you know, with getting in good shape and coming back. A couple of them had injuries last year that they're coming off of, and, you know, they've done really well. Khalil Brooks, you know, from there in Atlanta, will be a senior linebacker for us. He had a great year last year, and we expect him to, you know, be as effective this year as he was last year. So, you know, we got a lot of good players, JR, that look forward to watching and seeing how they play and perform this year.
I was talking to the coach, Pruncy at Hampton, about his recruiting class. He talked about how he targets Atlanta kids because that Georgia clay, a lot of great players in Georgia. It's a breeding ground for great talent. So how often do you and Steph come down to the Georgia, Atlanta area trying to find players to bring up to your program? Because I feel like it's not far away from home for a lot of guys to come play to Murfreesboro. 3 hours away, playing a Conference USA, a D1 conference as well, for a coach like yourself who's been there a long time with a great standard and a great culture and a great program. So how much you guys target guys from Georgia to come up to play for you guys here in MTSU?
Yeah, if you look at our roster, we've got more players on our team from the state of Georgia than we do any other state, you know, that we recruit. So Georgia is important to us. You know, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Alabama is the states that we recruit. And like you said, with the proximity of Atlanta, you know, being about 3 hours from here, it's just easy for those guys to get home, to get here, their families to see them play. It's easier for us to get down and watch them and evaluate them. So Georgia's a really important state for us from a recruiting standpoint.
And it helps the UAB being in the conference, also in Charlotte as well, because not very long of a drive from Charlotte over to Murfreesboro or from Birmingham to see your kids play and get guys close to home, because their parents can see, hey, we're not that far away. So always an opportunity to see the guys play, whether it be in Charlotte, or Murfreesboro, of course, or Birmingham and UAB.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the footprint of our conference, you know, it's pretty wide. You know, we go from, you know, Texas, El Paso to Old Dominion, but you know, there's a lot of good football, you know, like you said. Charlotte's a couple hours there from Atlanta. You got Birmingham, what's 2.5 hours or so, and you know, Louisiana, with La Tech there and Southern Miss, you know, so it's in Western Kentucky's probably about 1.5 hours north of us. So, you know, yeah, you may be going out of state to go to school, but you're going to come back home and be close to home in a lot of the games that you play.
You got that right, Coach. And also, I wanted to ask you this, Coach. So I know you've been there for a long time. You've got the culture established. So what do you do to indoctrinate young men to your program and get them to buy into your culture you've set since 2006? So how do you go about doing that for young men who come into your program?
Well, you know, Jared, the first thing I tell them that, you know, you'll become us. We won't become you. And what that really means is, you know, I'm not really interested in what you did in high school or what you did in junior college. I want you to buy into everything we're doing. And the big thing is just give me 100% in everything you do, from the weight room to practice to school to study hall to being involved in the community, you know, to games, all that. Just be the best you can be. Be the best version of yourself. And, you know, I talk to them all the time. If you want to be great, if you want to, you know, reach all the goals that you've set for yourself, you know, you've got to work extremely hard. And, you know, so our guys, you know, they buy in or, you know, they don't survive. So, you know, they get here and, you know, just – remind them that, you know, this is how we're going to do it. This is what we expect you. And to tell them that in recruiting, they know it before they get here. So, but that's the big thing is just, you know, you've got a culture, you know, that has been set and has been successful. And, you know, you're going to come be a part of it. You're not changing it. And, you know, yeah, you can add to it and make us better and everything. But the big thing I want you to do is to be great in everything you do. Give me 100% effort, no matter what, you know, what we're asking you to do.
And Coach, I did a clinic with some high school players recently here. I try to tell the young men that, hey, there's more to football than the Power 5 conferences. Because if you put out good tape, I don't care if you're Conference USA, you know, you and the American, they're going to see you. Whether you're FCS level 2, you put out good tape and show that you play the right way, and you play hard every down, or if it's special teams, or whatever you do, even at the face of the game, if you show it on tape, they'll find you. You'll have a chance to play in the NFL if that's what you choose to do. You do all the right things and get your degree as well.
You're exactly right. And I tell our guys, I say, you can accomplish all your goals here just like you can anywhere else. And that means you can – you know, you can get all your goals here just like you can if you went to Alabama or Georgia or Florida State. And every scout, you know, every 32, all 32 NFL teams – have scouts that they're required to go, and they go to every school in the country. And if you're any good, they'll find you. And if you look at NFL rosters, there's more players in the NFL from the Group of Five, 1AA, or FCS now, Division Two. There's as many of us as there are, Power Five guys. And, the big thing is you want to get on the field. And like you said, every play is an interview. You're putting your interview on tape, and you can't take a play off at any level, because the NFL is going to see it. And if you're any good, they'll find you. It's no different than if you go to a 1A school or a 6A school. If you're any good, a college scout will find you. And it's the same here or same with the NFL.
Got that right, Coach. Look at your schedule, Coach. Kind of talk about a little bit. You play Tennessee State at home, alma mater. You play Southern, you play Michigan, as well. And also, you play home game with Duke. So these games are really good for the MTSU brand, the Middle Tennessee brand, because getting to play these different schools, a regional rival as well, also not only helps you in recruiting as well, it also puts you out in different households as well and get different eyeballs on you as well. Oh, it might be an option for us. Michigan or Duke? Okay, TSU. Sounds good for us. We might want to go there and play for Blues Warriors now.
Yeah, we're we haven't backed down from anybody, JR. It's
I see.
We open up with Michigan and come home to Tennessee State, and then we got Duke, then we go to Iowa, and this will be our 15th Power Five game that we've played the last 4 years, 5 years. So we're averaging about 3 a year, and we're playing more Power Fives than anybody else in our conference. So we're playing a hard schedule, a difficult schedule, but one that, we're not going to back down from. And, we beat Syracuse at Syracuse, a year ago. We beat Missouri at Missouri a couple years ago. We beat Georgia Tech a few years ago. We beat Maryland a couple times, we're not going to back down from anybody. We know the challenge. We understand how difficult it is. We just roll up our sleeves and go play it.
Coach, I want to ask you a question about Georgia Tech. How was it to play the Paul Johnson offense? Because I know it has to be a rough week of prep. I was trying to play that offense. I can only imagine the credit you guys had.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Paul and what he did there at Georgia Tech. We played them 3 years in a row, 10, 11, and 12, and they beat us 10 and 11. And, then we beat them down there in 2012. And, it's tough. And especially for us, because if we lose a player to injury, it devastates us. If a Power Five school, if they lose a player to injury, it hurts them, but it doesn't devastate them because they've got more depth than we do. And, when you play Paul and that offense and, your defensive lineman and your linebackers just, you get cut, 75 times a game, we lost some guys from injury, so that hurt us. But, I have a lot of respect for him. And then, just how difficult it is to defend that offense. And then that year we beat them down there in Atlanta was really a special win because of, the type of offense that you had to defend.
Yeah, I remember that game, actually. I was sitting in the stands that day. I remember that you guys beat them that day. I tell you, I go to a lot of their games when I get a chance to. I do remember that in 2012. I remember it very well, you guys getting that victory down there at Bobby Dodd Stadium down there. I remember it.
Yep. That was a good one for us. And not to rub salt in the wound or anything, but we celebrated pretty good in that locker room.
I bet you guys did. I would too after playing that offense. I mean, it's just like we got through this. Like, sour leaf. Thank God it's over.
I went straight to our athletic director and I said, don't schedule him anymore.
Yeah, I hope Chris keeps not scheduling him for you now. Once he's gone now, you can play him again now since he's gone. But yeah, I know what you mean. That coach, that's what I got for you, Coach. This Conference USA is a great conference. You and I both know that. So outside of your team, for our listening audience here, who are some teams we should watch out for in the conference this year? Also, along with your team as well, who do you think maybe is doing some nice things for you guys in that conference, showing the conference USA is a great conference and a great brand as well?
Well, I think, JR, you know, we're an East and West conference, and I think probably the, from what I'm looked at, and you never know because, our teams, can change year to year, but probably in the West, probably North Texas and Southern Miss are the two, Southern Mississippi are the two teams, two favorites, followed, probably by La Tech and UAB. And then in the East, they're talking FIU, Marshall, us, FAU, are the teams, the two Florida teams down there, FIU and FAU. There's just so much talent in that recruiting, in that state from a recruiting standpoint that, they're always, two of the most athletic teams in our conference. So, but I think those are probably six teams there that, six, seven teams to keep an eye on.
Well, Coach, I'm trying to negotiate with my girlfriend about the TSU game and the Duke game. I'm trying to get her to agree to – she wants to go to Chattanooga to the Aquarium. So I'm trying to say, hey, let's go to the Aquarium and go to MTSU and watch these games. One of them, at least one or two of them, please. So I'm trying to negotiate to get up there, Coach, to see you guys play, man. I'm working on it as we speak.
Yeah, tell her we'll get her good tickets if she comes, if she'll let you come to this our game up here.
I sure will, Coach Stock. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for your time again. Let's talk, good to catch up with you again, Coach. Hope to see you real soon. Hopefully, I get up there. Hopefully, Coach. And we'll definitely have you on the show again real soon now.
Sounds good. I bet – I don't know if you're the boss of that relationship, but I'd say you're going to have to do a little honeybees there to get her.
She's the boss. She's the boss, Coach.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I was like, you are the boss lady. Hey, I will see to you, honey.
There you go.
Yes, indeed.
Have a good time, my man.
Hey, have a good one, Coach. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, bud. You too, my man.
All right.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it, get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Everyone's back in the jail of the Boss Man Show. We're here with Georgia State Panthers head coach Sean Elliott here on the Boss Man Show, right down there in downtown Atlanta, representing the Panthers GSU. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Coach, we're doing wonderful, man. Happy football season here again. Look forward to covering you guys this year. The Panther Pride is in full force, I know, with you and Coach Lanier doing big things at Georgia State. So I know you're excited for year three for you at Georgia State.
Yeah, I tell you what, year three. It's going by fast. It's going by really fast. But the anticipation for this season is really, we've got an electric kind of feel around here. We've got a great group of leaders. We've got a good, hardworking football team, disciplined group, and we're ready to go take on this schedule.
And, Coach, how's camp been going for you guys so far? I know that when August comes around, the juices get to flowing real good. So how's camp been? Who's the guys who had a big camp for you guys so far?
You know, camp is an up-and-down process. Anytime you go out and you practice every single day for a number of days without playing another opponent, it gets them old, you know, it gets old kind of quickly. But, you know, we've had a good camp. We've had a good camp. I think our quarterback is probably had as good of a football camp as you'd like to see. Very crisp in everything he does. Dan Ellington's his name, and just a guy that's a tremendous leader, tremendous player, great work ethic. And he really has stood out to me as a guy that's really had an outstanding football camp.
Is that because you want your quarterback to have be ready to go and be crisp and sharp? But I know that's very important because when a quarterback can lead the whole team, galvanize the whole team, give you the energy to do things that they can do. I mean, defense plays better when the quarterback plays better. So the special teams are aware, run down hard on those kickoffs and those punts there. So I know having a quarterback solidified gives everybody a sense of ease on the roster.
It is. You know, it certainly is. I think all great football teams, they have great leaders at that quarterback position, and we certainly have one. Like I said, he's done a fantastic job ever since he's walked in here. He's a senior, he's a returning starter, and he's going to have us a big season.
And Coach, this offseason, Coach, I know in the spring and summer here, what did you and your staff prioritize for us when you did your self-scout, self-evaluation about the team, what you want to improve on going into year three for you guys as a staff there?
Well, you know, you're always self-evaluating everything. So, you know, from last season, we kind of come out of it, and certainly we had to kind of pick up the tempo defensively. We had to implement a couple new schemes and do some things to shore up our back end and our secondary. But I think we went and did that during our spring practices. That's carried on throughout our summer. Coach Nate Fuqua, our defense coordinator, has done a marvelous job this fall camp and getting these guys to play and rally and truly – you know, the tackling concept has really been key for us this fall camp. So, you know, we're excited about that. But you're always self-evaluating as you move forward.
Yes, indeed. And coaching, and also, you talk about the quarterback position as well. In all other phases of the game, for special team, defense, offensively, who are some other key guys that listeners really watch out for this year? Do you really look to see play some big roles for you guys out in the field on Saturdays here coming up here real soon?
And then we have a linebacker in Ed Kearney that's going to be a senior this year that should have a big season for us. He's a leader for us on defense right there, does a fantastic job. He's a great young man that just loves to go out there and play the game of football. Up front, Terry Thomas, Dante Wilson, our nose guard, our back end, Remy Lazarus, Quay White. We've got a corner that should have a big year. He's going to be a true sophomore this year. I think all those guys have really made a conscious effort to improve himself both mentally and physically heading into the season.
And, Coach, the mental part is so key, Coach. I know that's the part of the game that sometimes gets left out is that mental part, being able to just watching the film, knowing how to play the right way, thinking about the game and what things that's happened where naturally, not where you're thinking about it. Because when you think about it, you'll step slow almost. So watching that film with the coaches, learning yourself, your scheme, L team scheme, learning what other teams do when you see the formation. Oh, this is what they're doing. So that middle part of the game is so key to success out there every Saturday, for sure, Coach.
Yeah, it is. You know, just in life in general. I mean, you better have some intelligence to you. To know the good between the bad, to kind of weed things out. But you certainly have to be knowledgeable in your craft. And that doesn't matter if you're a car salesman or you're a football player or you're a football coach or your elementary math teacher. You got to know your craft to be confident. And these guys, they know their craft. They're very knowledgeable, and that lets them play fast and carefree, so to speak.
And Coach, look at the landscape of college football, say, in Georgia. How do you go about marketing the program to guys in Georgia? Because Georgia is a gold mine of talent for football players, of course, as you and I both know that. So how do you go about marketing the Georgia State brand to the kids and say, hey, we're a good house. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish here at Georgia State, because if you put out good film, the eye in the sky does not lie. A scout will find you. You can live your dream and play in the NFL if that's what you choose to do with your career going after school.
Yeah, you know, I think we have a lot to offer young men here. I mean, we have unbelievable first-class facilities here. We have an opportunity to do a lot of things for the first time. You know, our football program is just 10 years old, but I think I can put up our facilities and our stadium with any in the country, to tell you the truth. The opportunity to come down here and make a difference in what I call Atlanta's university, Georgia
yes,
State
indeed.
University. I mean, we truly are Atlanta's university. We make up the downtown area, and we're trying to do things and improve things that benefits all of us. And I think a young man that wants to see some improvement and see some growth and come in here willing to work hard and do things necessary to be successful has a great opportunity to come in here and really shine a bright light on himself, the city, and this university.
Yes, sir. And, Coach, look at your non-conference schedule, Coach. You have a great schedule you put together. You go to Knoxville to play Tennessee, a good regional team to play also. Home game in Furman. Trip to Kalamazoo to play Western Michigan also. You have Army at home. So all these games you're playing, Coach, outside of Sun Belt play, also are great games for Georgia State brand to get in front of young men, different markets, say, hey, Georgia State's a great option. We're building something great down here. Come to Atlanta University and come to a great school, get a great education, and a great experience for your family and yourself, and play great football at the D1 level, at FBS level.
No doubt about it. No, I mean, I think we have as much to offer as any in the country, and it's right here in the capital of the South. And I think it's a tremendous city. I think our university is second to none. We've got a great administration. Our athletics director, Charlie Cobb, is doing an amazing job with our athletics facility and just giving us the very, very best, the tools necessary to be successful. So, you know, we welcome any and everyone to come and check us out and, you know, just to experience and witness what we have to offer.
Yes, indeed, because, Coach, like you said, you're in the South's biggest city in the South of Atlanta. You got everything's here popping and vibing as well. And Georgia State is a great university. I would have went there as an undergrad myself, but I got a scholarship somewhere else. But I went to another school, but still, it's a great place to be. I love what you guys do. All that downtown areas full of Georgia State stuff. You guys have something brewing, and I love it. I'm excited for you guys because I know you're going to do great things. Laying the foundation for a great program. I can believe it, Coach. I hear it in your voice. It's going to be a good year for you guys this year.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly think so as well, and I appreciate those kind words. We're thrilled to death to represent this great university in this city, and we hope everyone will come out and want to experience it with us.
That's what I got for you, Coach. This, I know it's been real busy for you with camp starting, so what's your days like for having camp going? Since I can do 12-hour days, 14-hour days, how long have your days been with camp starting back here, Coach?
You know, I typically get in here about 6:30 in the morning and try to grab me a workout before it all starts, and we get going about 7:30, and this thing lasts, sometimes it can last into the hours of the night. So, but we work hard. We work extremely hard. We do the things necessary to be successful. We have a great group of coaches with sharp minds. And our players know how to work. They really truly know how to work and go out there and get the very, very best. We don't necessarily work harder and longer than any other program. We work smarter, and we do the things necessary to build our football program the right way. Health and commitment to their conditioning and their lifestyle is very, very important for us. Regaining strength and having rest is important for us. But we push the envelope, and we do the things necessary to get our team ready to play.
Yes, Coach Elliott, I thank you. I can say it to you. I think you have a great year, man. Thanks for your time. Talk to you real soon, Coach. I look forward to seeing what you got to do this year. I really am.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. That's John Elliott on the Boss Man Show, Georgia State Panthers.